Now, the government's a bit touchy about children in detention, and well, they might be. And what they're doing at the moment is forcing people into the residential housing projects. And every time they put people in the residential housing projects, they tell you there are fewer people in detention. Let me quote you a couple of observations from people who are in the residential housing project at Port Augusta, who know what it is in fact like. "I hate the environment, how the guards treat us. We have to ask for everything. We're like stupid children and powerless. The worst thing that happens to you is that you have to wait for someone else to decide for your life." You see, these people are not in the community. They're in houses, but they're locked in the houses. They're surrounded by guards. Even when we go out shopping, we go out in groups with two or three officers. We're just allowed to buy fruit and vegetables, no ice cream or cookies. We get woken by guards coming into the house every night. They come back at 5 or 6 a.m. while it's still dark. There are head counts twice a day. "I hate the guards checking you. They are there all the time. In the night, I hear their big fat footsteps stomping through the house. They do not knock. They just come into the house and into the bedrooms. I hate being body searched every day. I used to feel sad all the time, and now I just get angry." That's out of detention, according to the government. This is the new Liberal policy of keeping people out of detention. The reality is it's just a different form of detention, and no better than what they have come out of. Let's round off this little bit. I guess the best marker of how we've treated these people is what they say in moments of candour. In February of 2002, a man wrote a letter to an Australian from Port Hedland. He'd been in there 2 years, and according to his letter, the letter that he received from her was the first contact he'd had with any Australian, apart from the guards, in 2 years of detention. He thanked her for writing and expressed the hope that she would write again, but he ended up with the comment, "Please don't forget us, we are humans." Just think about that. Just think about the fact that we are holding people in circumstances that make them beg us to remember that they are humans too. I haven't got time to talk about Nauru. I wish I did. Nauru is a scandal. Nauru is a scandal because what Australia has done is to trash the sovereignty of the Republic of Nauru in order to save our own sovereignty. The Pacific Solution, including Operation Relax, is estimated to have cost us approximately $1,000 million in the last couple of years. I dare say it might have been better spent helping the sort of projects that Michael spoke of. It might have been better spent on the Australian community, in schooling, in housing, in health, in education, rather than in the ridiculous endeavour to keep away just over 1,500 people who, over the last few years, have tried to get access to Australia to get help, and most of whom have ended up being brought into Australia to be protected.